Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. John Mary Vianney, the Curie of Ars, patron saint of priests, who, like all of the saints, had a great love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it just makes a lot of sense that the saints had, all of them, had a great love for Our Lady, because the saints are those souls who possess the grace of God within them to an eminent degree, right? The presence of God in their souls has developed to an eminent degree. And in fact, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are predominantly active in their lives. Okay? The action of the Holy Spirit is prevalent in all of their thoughts, words, and actions. This is what constitutes the saint. So these souls who have arrived at this high degree of sanctity are moved by the Holy Spirit, who is the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so it is the Holy Spirit within them which moves them to love Our Lady, okay, with a tender, intimate, filial love. We could say that really these are signs of sanctity, love for the Blessed Virgin Mary, signs of the action of the Holy Spirit within the soul, a deep love for Our Lady. And one of the things that St. John Vianney said about Our Lady was, in recognition of her anxious maternal care for the salvation and sanctification of souls, he says, "Only after the last judgment will Mary get any rest. From now until then, she is much too busy with her children." See that? What is Our Lady busy with? She's busy with her children. She will be up until the last judgment. Busy with what? Their salvation and sanctification. Fulfilling her role as our spiritual mother. That's her job. That's her task. That's her concern. Mediating grace, interceding for us, protecting us from evil. And she will do that up until the last day, when all is said and done. Only then will she rest. Now we see how love of Our Lady ought to bring us to imitation of Our Lady and her virtues. And we see St. John Vianney also imitating this in his own life, how he had no rest. He permitted himself no rest because he was much too busy saving and sanctifying souls. And so he fasted, slept little, spent many hours, up to 18 hours a day, in the confessional, busy with saving and sanctifying souls. And so it is with us as well. If we love Our Lady, we ought to strive to imitate her and imitate her in this as well. Especially today, the new evangelization, Holy Mother Church, calling us to give greater attention to and make a greater effort in evangelizing, bringing souls to faith and baptism, to enter into the one fold under the one shepherd. So let's busy ourselves. Let's not give ourselves rest, but let's be busy with the help of Our Lady, with the intercession of St. John Vianney. We can be busy saving and sanctifying souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Non vede. Christus.